Welcome to the Leading with Love podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Arthurs. The purpose of this podcast is to touch your heart, expand your soul, and help us all be everything we came here to be. We have interviews with amazing humans and solo episodes as well, all made to bring more love, more joy, and wisdom into your day. It's a growing list, so check back often and let's dive right in. Can you hear that? Welcome. It's the sound of a beautiful meditation sound bath that I love, that I put on for us today. I will give you the credit for it's on Insight Timer, and I'm playing that in the background because this is meant to be a little bit of a meditative session episode, and I want to talk about, invite us to be more comfortable with silence and kind of the void of the unknown. I know that when we start meditating, many of us are afraid at first to feel our feelings, right? When you start on a meditative journey, often it's the confrontation of actually looking at your dark stuff, your challenges, the little bits and pieces that are hidden in corners of your psyche, in your past, that are very uncomfortable to look at, that you may have even been projecting your whole life and seen as not you, not self. But as you continue to meditate or do inner child work or healing or all of the above, whatever it is that you're doing, you start to face those things. And because you have created a successful habit of doing so, you become more comfortable with knowing that, all right, for me, I always say, okay, I'm here, I'm going in, you know, I'm leaning in, like I'm not going to enjoy it, but I know that I want to heal from whatever this is that's showing up. And so I will go into that fire consciously, knowingly, intentionally. So that starts to happen as we're meditating. We realize how afraid of our own psyches and patterns and dark places we are. And then opening up after that, after we have nourished and nurtured and built our capacity to deal with our own stuff, comes something else often. And that something else is fear of this silence. What are you really going to see in there? What are you really going to find in there? After you've let all of that stuff go, those structures that made you, although they might have been your uncomfortable comfort zone, they were structures that made you feel safe. Right? This is how things are. This is who I am. And you find out all that stuff's not true. And what shows up after that is this gaping unknown, the void, the silence, like I said, the just unknown. And that is what I wish for us to sit with today so that I can hold some space for you. Ooh, the camera's glitching today. I hope you can still see and everything's good and we're recording. But I just want to hold for us, all of us, some sacred space around our ability to sit in silence. The mind gets really squirrely and it's like, I can't sit. What do you mean you can't sit? Of course you can. And when you start seeing things from the observer in behind those thoughts, you start to see how silly that monkey mind is, right? And you still need to sit in that silence and eventually recognize that only in the unknown can magic occur, can new ideas show up, can new ways of being, new possibilities even give you a glimmer of themselves, let alone come to fruition. So eventually, as you learn to sit quietly, nature is a really big help with this. If you go out into a forest or go sit beside the ocean and sit long enough for all that chatter to subside and just let the essence of nature, you know, sink into you as reminding you what you are, you will eventually come to this stillness. And that stillness is where the magic starts to happen. It's not our subconscious or our psyche somehow tells us that it's to be feared. But it isn't, because what you will find is so much richness in that empty space. So much love flows into it. So much peace is available to us there. And that is what I wanted to share with you today, with this beautiful sound bath, which, by the way, is a really great way, other than nature, to, well, it is kind of nature, it's sound, right? It's sound is also nature, but, the frequencies of tuning forks, singing bowls, crystal bowls, even nature, like I've said in my, I say this a lot in my love notes on Telegram, we are nature. And so the frequencies of nature, the resonances, whether it's of a sound bowl that's made out of, you know, copper or whatever they are, crystal, whether it's the wind rustling through a tree, the sound of the ocean, birdsong in the morning, these are actually primally meant to help us get back into resonance with what we truly are. And what is available in that space is so beautiful, so much more beautiful than any pattern you could be running, any goal you could be chasing after, any achievement you might think will fulfill you. The space in behind all of it is rich with beauty and love and peace and, like I said, potency, possibility. And so sound baths are a really great way to get ourselves back to that essence of self and truth. And so is nature. And so is just meditating. But you have to sit long enough and enough times to let the chatter fade, the mind chatter, the monkey mind chatter, and get to a space, you can do it, of stillness, of quiet, of peace. And then comes the magic. But you have to put in the time first. And it was just something that wanted to be said today, to not be afraid of that. Because I think it's a function of the mind, the ego, the subconscious, maybe the inner child, the patterns we've been running, that tells us that it's scary to go there because it doesn't want to die. Those patterns don't want to die. The ego doesn't want to be sent away. You know, the inner child, those patterns are trying to hang on for dear life. And they think they're protecting us. But they're not. And we can say thank you to them. Thank you to all these patterns. Thank you to my little girl inside for trying to protect me from the big, bad, scary world and circumstances that might be frightening or overwhelming. We can even talk to our inner child. I didn't mean for this to be about inner child, but if you haven't ever done inner child work, a lot of men are resistant to that. I am telling you, there is so much magic available there. You are being run by unconscious patterns of that little kid in you that made decisions about what is scary and what is possible. And we've touched on that in other episodes. Once you can invite those in and sit with them and see them and comfort that version of yourself, because it's all you, right? It's your timeline. Then, like, you can just reassure them and dissolve that dysfunction. It's okay. I've got this now. I'm willing to go there and I'm able to go there. I expand into the space of the unknown and I sit with that instead and I allow it to show me more of who and what I really am and what wants to happen through me as me. What invitations might show up once I've been willing to go into this giant chasm of unknown space, energy, somewhere we've never been before. That is part of the adventure. That is where we get to just embrace being there instead of being afraid and see what shows up. So hopefully this did something for you. There's something in here for you. It may just be planting a seed, as I often say. I just share messages as they come through and want to be spoken. And this wanted to be spoken today. Just remember the simple concept, if nothing else, that whenever you fear the unknown, only in the unknown can magic show up, can new possibilities show up. So just crack yourself open a little bit more. Be a little willing to go there and see what happens. Sit for a second with this beautiful singing bowl. May we all heal more, expand more, be more authentically who we are as we discover what that is and live into what that is. That is my wish for us today. Thank you for being here. I love you guys. I'm grateful for you. I will see you next time. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, I hope you enjoyed this episode and it helped you open your heart, feel inspired, and know that we are all connected. Please subscribe and share so this work can touch more people. This is how we co-create the world we want to live in. Thank you so much again for joining us, and talk to you next time.